Coach, for obvious reasons, it's imperative that teams are playing their best basketball come March. Your teams have traditionally done that. Is this current team playing its best basketball of the year?
Clearly, our players are getting better and better, and with the result of our performance against Rhode Island, the great effort we made against St. Bonaventure, the road victory over Duquesne, this team is really making an effort that is pushing itself to the best level it's had all year long.
Now, as you get set for St. Louis, the Billikens with a strong second half last night to get past GW. They gave you guys some problems with their extended pressure in the half court earlier this season. Foul trouble didn't help. How do you limit that as a factor in tonight's game?
You know that Keyshawn had 3 fouls in the first half and Peyton had 2 fouls in the first half, so they sat significant time, and they're our best passers against a zone trap, the 1-3-1, which morphs into a man-to-man when the ball gets foul line extended or lower or goes into the belly of the defense. So without those two guys, we struggled to make passes. We took some premature threes and gave St. Louis an opportunity to get out in transition. And the worst defense is bad offense. So our bad offense allowed them to get a lead at halftime. We came out in the second half. We got a great three for Oscar to begin the second half, and I thought we played very well in the second half. But that's a game from January 3rd. It's a game in which we learned a lot from. It's a game in which we've seen the repeated mistakes that we made in that game crop up occasionally, but not as consistently as it did at that point. So I'm sensing and I'm believing and trusting that 2 months ago we were a lot better team than we were back at that time.
Rebounding will be pivotal against the St. Louis team that likes to send 4 bodies to the glass. What have you emphasized in that area with your guys?
It's a different look because they do send 4 guys who are athletic and ferocious. And, you know, Javon Bess is getting 8 rebounds a game. Hashan French is getting 7.5 rebounds a game. Foreman's getting almost 5 rebounds a game. So that's their front court. They're athletic. They're strong. They're mature. We have got to put a body on people. We've got to make flesh-to-flesh contact, and it's got to be done by 5 guys. There can be no missing links. We've really emphasized the fact that when a shot is taken inside the paint, it's like a license for them to just fly to the glass. So that's going to be a particular thing for us to note tonight.
Now, one day at a time, extra important come tournament play. How do you make sure your team stays away from looking beyond and stays focused on the immediate?
I think the fact that we had a very challenging game against them last time has gotten our players' attention. They know that it's a one-by-one-by-one step process. And we spoke about our trip to Italy in the summer, and we said, you know, we had this magnificent mountain in front of us in Bormio, but we didn't get to the top by all of a sudden vaulting up there. We got there by going step by step. So in a sense, we've got a mountaintop to climb. It's beautiful. Now we just got to take it step by step.
And lastly, Coach, give us some of your keys for Davidson's success here tonight.
Well, we have to have good offense by making them defend us. That is critical because that will help our defense. Defensively, we've got to be connected. If they're going to make threes against us, they got to be challenged. But we certainly have to limit their shots at the basket, shots in the paint. And the third thing, one way of eliminating shots in the paint would be transition defense, which would be good if we have good offense, and rebounding, which we're anticipating 5 guys are going to do their job.
Coach, thank you as always for your time. Good luck.
Thanks, Jared.